As people filed into Riverside Place in downtown Spokane on Tuesday evening, the event's lead organizer, Jim Dawson, invited them to interact with him using one of the new tools for political organizing.
Throughout this event, you're going to be invited to get involved in campaigns by texting words to the same number, 30644. So if you haven't already signed in, please do so now, following the instructions up there on the screen. And if you have any trouble signing in, ask a young person.
By the time the program began, the auditorium was mostly filled. Dawson noted the growing national interest in Washington's 5th District congressional race, and he announced his group is organizing two other town hall meetings, March 29th in Pullman and May 2nd in Walla Walla. But he was having trouble getting candidates to attend. He said all who had declared their candidacy were invited. Eric Agnew, an independent, accepted, but then suspended his campaign a few weeks ago. One of the two Republicans in the race, Jared Bonneau, wasn't there. As for the second Republican in the race...
So despite every town hall being scheduled during a congressional recess, when our representative is supposed to be in the district, and despite the months of notice, Representative McMorris Rodgers has declined to attend all three of these town halls.
To encourage McMorris Rodgers to attend, Fuse Washington volunteers passed out postcards with a pre-written message urging the congresswoman to commit to the other forums. All they had to do was fill in their names and addresses and turn in the cards. That meant the fourth candidate had the forum to herself, and that seemed to be just fine with the crowd.
Please join me in welcoming Lisa Brown.
Brown has been a college professor, an influential elected official at the state level, and the chancellor of Washington State University's Spokane campus. But in her introduction, she went way back and talked about how her political beliefs were formed.
I was shaped by those experiences, the experiences of the movements that made social change during the time I was in high school and college. So from the civil rights movement through the women's movement through the first wave of the ecology movement, as it was called, anti-nuclear war movement, etc. I was shaped by that.
And then she made her case for why voters should elect her.
I'm running for Congress to bring the voices and interests of Eastern Washington, rural and urban, people of all abilities and backgrounds, of all religious or faith traditions, to the other Washington, not to bring talking points written in the other Washington and deliver them here.
Fuse Washington says it's working this year on reforming Washington's tax system. It also supports efforts to gather signatures for a climate change initiative and to win support for Initiative 940, which may appear on the November ballot. Its organizers say the measure is aimed at de-escalating violence encounters between police and suspects. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.